You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. And we have in our studios today the Bee Lady. You know, Pam, this is we could have done like three episodes of in the time we've been here and talking about, you know, I mean, this is the Talk Real Estate show. But you and your husband, and I know our listeners know who you are by now, you have a hobby, beekeeping.
Right.
And you said last week when you were here about picking up, you had a little ride with 50,000 bees.
Yeah.
Tell us how that went. That's neat.
Yeah, it was really fun. We drove up to Hackensack, Minnesota. It's right by Walker. And spent the night there Friday. And then Saturday morning, we picked up we get five packages of bees, and each of those packages is about 10,000 bees.
Wow.
Put them in the back of our car and drove home. It was about a four-hour drive with 50,000 of the girls. They gave us kind of a cool magnetic bumper sticker to put on there saying, bees on board.
Did they really?
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That's neat.
Yeah, and you were asking if there were any flying around. And yeah, there actually are a few because the ones that are in the package really can't get out. And although the thing is quite open and airy, the package itself, but the holes are small enough, they're actually a series of slits, so the bees can't get out, but you can certainly hear them. And the bees that were flying around in the car wanted desperately to get into those packages because, well, they had sugar water in there, and I suppose all their friends. So,
oh, sure. It's little social bees buzzing around.
Yeah.
How did the ones that were out get out? I mean, if they couldn't get out, how did they get out on the loose?
I have no idea, but I just know that whenever you go to pick up bees, the place that has them, there's bees flying all over the place, all over the place. Yeah.
Is it like a big warehouse type store
and
bees flying around that are?
A lot of them, yeah. So you got to, but you know, just about everybody there is really used to being around bees, so it's not that big of a deal.
Did you have people like looking at your car when you're going down the freeway because they're thinking bees on board? I wonder if I can see them or.
Oh, I never thought about that.
You know?
Yeah, could have been.
So.
Yeah, and we were so anxious to get them home because so there were five packages in this shipment, and so he had five hives ready to put them in. And so you get home and you open up the package here, and you shake them down into the hive that you've got them all ready. And with each of those packages comes one queen, and she's in a special tiny little container, and you can smell through it. The bees can smell through it and communicate through it, but she can't get out and they can't get in. But it's plugged with a little either miniature marshmallow, or we had some leftover peeps, and it plugged this little hole that's just big enough for the queen to get out of, and so we put that in the frame. We kind of squeeze it in between or a couple of the frames in the box there. And so the bees kind of get used to her because they aren't like a unified bee colony yet.
Because they've got to get used to each other.
Right. They've got to get used to each other, and they've got to get used to her, get used to her smell. And so it takes a few days to get out, maybe 3 days. I think maybe six or seven is the longest it would take. And she's eating the candy from the one side. They're eating from the other side. Jeez. And then by the time she finally gets out, they're accustomed to her, and they've accepted her, and then they become very, very loyal to her.
Wow.
And then from then on, she's their queen.
Hmm. Yeah. And then one final question. How long will those hives last? You got them now. Uh-huh. Are they like 3 years, 4 years? Or?
Well, theoretically, they would just last indefinitely.
Okay.
That's what you would hope.
Okay.
We have one that's about five, let's see, is this our sixth year or fifth year that we got our very, very first year? And it is still going strong.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, they can last for many, many years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neat. Well, this is Talk Real Estate.
Let's.
What a fascinating nature is so fascinating, and especially
is.
Like bees, and how important they are to our life.
Yes, they
to
are.
To the, you know, life cycle of everything. So. So how is real estate? Let's our weekly Hastings real estate update.
Yeah. Well, I'll start out by just mentioning the interest rates, the mortgage rates. Wow. They're fantastic. We were expecting that they were going to be going up, you know, and they are still right back down there. A 30-year fixed with the most recent one they've gotten is 2.875. So, Wow. Yeah, it's even under 3.
Under, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're pretty much all of them are in the 2s. So, and of course, your actual rate varies a great deal based on your credit score and a lot of factors that go into it. But knowing that this base rate is so low tells me that, wow, if you're a buyer, don't waste time.
You can buy a lot of house on that little bit of interest.
Yeah, exactly. And if you bought your house, you know, a few years ago, even just 3-4 years ago, man, you probably paid 4%, 5%, whatever. You're going to save quite a bit on your monthly payment by refinancing. Mm-hmm. So you can give me a call and I can give you a heads up on what to do. And one of the things that you want to know sometimes too is if you maybe you got a loan and you're paying that private mortgage insurance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And chances are really good that the value of your home has come up enough. Combined with you making payments, that you may not need to pay that private mortgage insurance anymore.
So, okay.
Yeah. And I can help you with that piece.
And what's that phone number, Pam?
651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Hastings branch of Edina Realty at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam.
You got it.
Well, our topic of the week, this series has gone on for a long time, and it's been very, very informative. What the heck do realtors do? And this is part 11, and it'll be the final part.
Yeah, I think we're going to be able to wrap it up today.
Okay.
And we've been talking about the buyers. And I'm just going to tell you, if you are a buyer looking for a house in Hastings, when I did the printout today of the houses that are on the market, look at this. It fills up the whole page.
Wow.
I've got 32 homes that are active. I've got 7 coming soon. But listen to this. I have 40 houses that have either sold or are pending just in the last 30 days, which tells me there's been a lot of activity. Yeah. So even, 32, that's better than it has been. You know, there were weeks where there was maybe only 11, 18.
Wow.
So there are quite a few on the market. And but that tells me that there are 40 that have sold.
Hmm.
So that's great. That's good.
One would think logically then that there's a lot of them that are coming on and they're just sold immediately.
Yes, there are. There are many houses that sell even before they come on market.
Yes.
You'll see that.
You know, I heard that story.
You might even know somebody that's happened to.
That's exactly right. So you have to, get a realtor, line up a realtor right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because see, this is what happens in a competitive market like this. I just casually mention, I have a house that's going to be coming on market. You know, we had listed it, but we're waiting, you know, for them to get it all ready, fixed up and stuff. Another agent comes by and says, hey, tell me about that house. Where is it? I think I have somebody that might be interested in it. Can we get in to see it? And if the buyers are agreeable, they come in to see it, and sometimes it sells before
just
it ever gets
like
on market.
Yep. And wasn't it last week when you were telling us that there were 2 homes on a market, and they wound up, the people switched her.
Yeah, they bought each other's houses. Yeah, that closed last week. Yeah,
it
is. That just insane?
Wow. So, Pam, how can folks get a hold of you again?
Call me. This is my cell, 651-319-1298.
Okay. What do realtors do? I mean, folks really are, in my opinion, you folks, as we earn your money.
Well, we do work hard, and mm-hmm. then sometimes we don't get paid, because if there isn't a closing, we don't get paid.
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been talking about buyers and what we do with the buyers and kind of the, you know, stepping through the, you know, step by step by step. And I think when I left off last week, we were talking about, you know, getting the offer accepted, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start with you have a finally accepted offer, which is, hooray. And mm-hmm. Right after that, oh my word, there is a flurry of activity that first week. There's sometimes some negotiations that go by that still have to happen. For example, you got to get that inspection scheduled. Mm-hmm. And based on what you find out in the inspection, maybe some things have to be taken care of. So we do that. We have to let the lender know that you have an accepted offer, and then they're going to start asking you for quite a few pieces of, you know, different documents. The title company will probably reach out to you, and then you're going to want to do things like get insurance on the house, and start packing, of course. and then following that really busy week of activity, and there are probably going to be a few more things to sign. There just always mm-hmm. are right at first. Then it kind of slows down for a little bit, and because the final acceptance day may be today, but the actual closing is probably not going to be for a month. Or maybe 45 days. That would be the most typical.
Now, why does it take that long? Why? I mean, if two people uh-huh. come to a decision, you have yeah. the bank lined up, could one logically think, well, this can be done in a couple of weeks? But it is mm-hmm. usually is a month to four.
Well, and it has to do with the financing.
Okay.
Yeah, if it was a cash buy, in fact, I'm glad you asked that, because if it's a cash buy, it could probably fairly easily be done in 2 weeks.
Okay.
The title company would like at least a week, but they would prefer 2 weeks to do all the title work that they mm-hmm. need to do. And, you know, they what they do is really important, because they'll do a search and make sure there are no liens on the house, mechanics liens or anything else. And then they'll go through all the records to make sure that, you know, great, great, great aunt, cousin Mabel can't show up and say, hey, wait a minute, I have some part ownership in this house. I need to be dealt with, you know.
those great Aunt Mabels, they cause trouble, don't they?
Well, you need to make sure that there's not going to be one of those.
Right, right.
So, yeah, the title company will take care of all that, and then they mm-hmm. do all the, they pull all the numbers together and get ready for the closing. So that mm-hmm. could happen in maybe a couple weeks. But usually, if you're going to be doing financing, the bank needs that time, because you filled out an application and you told them how much you make, where you've been working, and they pull your credit score. Then they have to get verification of everything. And sometimes, now, if you've started working with a lender ahead of time and talk to me about it, because, oh my word, this can be so good, they can start the underwriting process way early. And you might already be able to get through the underwriting process even by the time you make an offer on a house. And if that's the case, you could close almost as quick as cash. But usually there's stuff that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you one thing. If you get an accepted offer on a house, do not go out and buy a new truck.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Or, and don't buy new furniture until you've signed
right,
the closing.
Don't take on any
yes,
new debt.
Yes.
Because in that, mm-hmm. what happens next then, there's a, maybe that last week before closing, the mortgage company is probably going to pull a verification of employment again. And with COVID, you know, they've been very, very strict about that.
Okay.
Make sure you've still got a job. Mm-hmm. The appraisal, by the way, will happen sometime during that the weeks when you're waiting. The bank wants to know if it's worth what you're right. buying it for, and they want to know that it's in okay shape. So they mm-hmm. do their own. You'll do your inspection, but the bank will do their inspection too. So mm-hmm. two inspections. And but then as we get closer to the closing, and I remind you of all those things. I'm always sending out emails. Okay, what's next? Okay, this is what's next. You're going to want to get a hold of the utility companies, and you're going to want to let them know that as of the closing date, wherever you were living to cancel your service and where you're going to be living to start your service. And that would be for electricity and gas for sure. The water with the city, you want to let them know. And if it's important to you to have it immediately, you might want to talk to maybe the cable company, your satellite, you know, for computer, TV. But gas and electric are very, very important that you do it before the closing date. I have had buyers get to the house after closing and moved in, and they just didn't believe me when I said do it ahead of time. They just thought, oh, we'll take care of it after we move in. Whoops. To find out that the people moving out had let the electric company or the gas company know that they were going to be gone. They didn't know who the new people were, so they shut it off.
Yeah.
And then the downside is that you're going to have to pay a little bit extra money to have service reinstated, and mm-hmm. there's a chance that you're going to be without it then for a day or two.
Till they can get there to reinstate mm-hmm. it. Yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, that's one of the things that's really, really important to take mm-hmm. care of. And it's possible then as the title company and the lender is doing their last minute final paperwork, they may have a few more questions for you. Mm-hmm. I remember when we refinanced our house, I got this letter or an email from the lender saying, so tell me, do you still own and operate Collins Collectibles? And I'm like, what? It was maybe early 1980s. Oh, my husband and I had this little home business that we did for maybe 3-4 years. And
almost over 40 years ago.
It was a long time ago. And so it was simple. I just needed to write a note to them saying that this ceased operations, you know, how many years ago, and we've done nothing with that since. But, mm-hmm. You know, they pull up little things. They need to know. It's amazing what mm-hmm. they pull up sometimes. Mm-hmm. So there may be a little bit more paperwork at the very end, mm-hmm. you know, and just don't be surprised, you know, and just kind of figure that that's going to happen. And then usually about 3 days before closing, you're going to get the final settlement statement, which is your final numbers, you know, how much mm-hmm. you need to bring to closing, where the closing is going to be, what time the closing is going to be, and wiring instructions or cashier's check instructions. And then finally, one day we sit down at the closing table and all your house has been emptied out because you've done a final walkthrough and the buyers have done, you know, everybody's mm-hmm. done their final walkthroughs. You sit down at the table and you do the paper dance, I call it. It's you sign your name over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah. And remember, you have to ask the date several times because you forget in between. And when you're all done signing, I hand you a set of keys.
Keys, yeah.
And then you are now the owner of the house.
Wow. Well, Pam, one final time in our series of What the Heck Do Realtors Do? Took us, almost a dozen weeks here, actually many more than that, to get through all of this. Yes. But how can folks get a hold of you? Because it is complicated.
Yeah, give me a call, 651-319-1298, and I'll walk you through the whole thing.
There you go. Thank you, Pam. It's always a lot of fun. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Pam Collins with Edina Realty of Hastings. If you want to give Pam a call, 651-319-1298. Or you can get a hold of her at the Hastings office, Edina Realty office, 651-437-2121. This is KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7 in Hastings.